May 20th, 140. True Traveling. The future history books might record that we were deprived of the use of our eyes. In our hurry to get from one place to another, we failed to see anything on the way. Air travel gives you a bird's eye view of the world, or even less if the wing of the aircraft happens to get in your way. When you travel by car or train, a blurred image of the countryside constantly smears the window. Car drivers, in particular, are forever obsessed with the urge to go on and on. They never want to stop. Is it the lure of the great motorways or what? And as for sea travel, it hardly deserves mention. It is perfectly summed up in the words of the old song. I joined the Navy to see the world. And what did I see? I saw the sea. The typical 20th century traveler is the man who always says, I've been there. You mentioned the remotest, most evocative place, names in the world, and someone is bound to say, I've been there, meaning I drove through it at 100 miles an hour on the way to somewhere else. The traveler on foot, on the other hand, lives constantly in the present. For him, traveling and arriving is one and the same thing. He arrives somewhere with every step he makes. He experiences the present moment with his eyes, his ears, and the whole of his body. At the end of his journey, he feels a delicious physical weariness. He knows that sound, satisfying sleep will be his, the just reward of all true travelers.